Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Well, hi friends. My name is Ryan Paulson, and I'm the lead pastor here at Emmanuel Faith, and it's my joy to bring you today's audio Daily Phil devotional. It's entitled Swords and Prayer. I'm a bit embarrassed to admit just how much I can relate to the Apostle Peter. I'm not talking about post-resurrection, bold, spirit-filled Peter. I'm talking about pre-resurrection, foot in the mouth, charting my own course, Peter. One of my favorite stories about Peter is when Jesus asked his disciples, who do people say I am? And after some discussion, Peter boldly answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." However, in the story following that bold and faithful declaration, Jesus told Peter that he was going to die, and Peter took him aside and rebuked him and said, "Far be it from you, Lord, this shall never happen to you." It was in response to that statement that Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan. You're a hindrance to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man." There are so many times when Peter gets it so right. And then there are so many times when Peter gets it so wrong. And I think Jesus absolutely nailed what was going on in Peter's heart. He didn't have in mind the things of God, but of man. That was the core issue. That was the same core issue that Peter faced on the night Jesus was betrayed. See, Jesus knew the plan was that he would die for the sins of the world. But Peter still wanted to put up a fight. In fact, the scriptures say that he drew his sword and cut off the ear of the high priest's servant. I can relate to Peter's plight. It's hard to surrender control to God. It's hard to trust God. It's hard to drop our defenses, especially when we aren't sure we like the story God is writing. It's hard to have in mind the things of God rather than the things that benefit me. Maybe there's a connection between Peter resisting the plan of God and taking action into his own hands and his inability to stay awake to pray. I mean, remember, Peter fell asleep when Jesus asked him to stay awake and pray for him. And I have to wonder, if Peter had stayed awake in prayer, would he have been more awake to the story God was telling? Would he have had the ability to put his sword away if he had bowed his knee and come before the throne? See, prayer is one of the practices that helps open our hearts to trust God with our deepest pain. It helps align our hearts with His will and with the plan of God. It gives us the spirit-driven ability to have in mind the things of God rather than the things of men. See, when we pray, we don't feel like we have to solve it because we are convinced God rules over it. So, would you take some time today and try to identify the places in your life where you relate to Peter? What are some of the places or times where you've wanted to fight for your own way rather than surrendering to his will? How might you not have in mind the things of God and instead have in mind the things of men? And then would you take some time and bring those things before the throne of God? Because I'm convinced that if you know he rules over it, then you can release it to his control. So let me pray for me and for you as we try to live in his way with his heart today. So Jesus, we just thank you for the invitation to put down our sword and to put down our fight and to trust you, even in the really hard things and the things that we don't understand. Lord, I think in each one of us, we have in mind the things that benefit us rather than your will and your plan. And I pray that as we come before you in honesty and your spirit works and moves in our heart, that we'd be able to release and trust and give over control to you. It's all yours anyway. And we're thankful that you can hold it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, friends, I hope you have a great rest of your day. Thanks for joining us for today's Audio Daily Fill, and we look forward to having you back again tomorrow. God bless.
Daily Fill Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.